Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
You know, sometimes in life we are handed a sweet deal. And it is up to us to maintain that deal.
To nurture it, respect it.
Yeah.
We take it for granted.
Don't mess it up. Mess it up.
We are our own worst enemy when it comes to sweet deals like this.
Yeah.
Because, man, I saw this story this morning of this guy named Chad Lieberman. Lives on 86th Street in the Upper East Side of New York City.
It ain't cheap up there, Al.
I would imagine not.
Anything upper...
Upper, yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
I looked up rent in this area, and it goes anywhere between, like, $3,000 for a studio up to, like, $17,000.
How do people live
pricey,
in places like that?
Pricey neighborhood, right?
All right?
So he lives in this unit occupied by his grandfather, who agreed in 1997 to let developers put up a 25-story building next door.
Okay.
When they did that, it blocked some of the air and light to his apartment. But in exchange, he got really, really, really low rent. So low that it'll make your mind explode. How about $100 a month?
What?
They said, hey.
$100 a month.
Upper East Side of New York City.
$100 a month.
Because that was the deal. He lost his view.
Yeah.
He lost the circulation of the air and everything. It was going to be a big deal.
But $100
And they said,
month.
To keep this guy quiet, to, you know, maybe it'd be a pesky little lawsuit.
Yeah.
$100 a month. Hey. It didn't mean anything to
them.
There
you go, buddy. You could stay in your nice place that you love, four bedrooms, Upper East Side, New York, $100. I
mean, can you believe that?
I'm in.
Nobody turns that down, right?
Right.
So after his grandfather's death, Chad continued to enjoy the benefits of this massive rent control space.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't want to live with the drawbacks, and that's where it went wrong. He decided to sue. He claimed that his grandfather's agreement was illegal, and the 246-unit building next door was thus illegally depriving him of the enjoyment of his eight-room space.
Oh,
how am I supposed to enjoy this ginormous studio with four bedrooms and four other rooms like the kitchen and the giant living room?
It's $100 a month. Chill,
when there's a huge building next to me, why would I do that? Now, Chad moved in with his grandfather back in 2009, stayed in the apartment after he passed away last year. He demanded that it was restored to its former condition, eliminating the neighboring buildings. Seems reasonable, right? No.
No.
No. A judge decided to throw the request out, finding that Lieberman had no standing to sue. The deal was between the grandfather and the building, who knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah.
So even worse for Chad and anybody else who pays, or great for the people that pay $3,000 a month for studios. The lawsuit backfired, and it turns out that Chad is not allowed to live there for $100 because the deal was only between the grandfather and the building. The grandfather was the only one in the contract.
He wasn't grandfathered in on that sweet deal. If he'd have kept his mouth shut,
he would have been
writing that $100 check. No, but he's the one that said, I don't want this. So what's his rent now?
It's they didn't say exactly what it's going to be, but it's between $3,000 and $12,000.
I'd go with more $12,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really ridiculous.
What an idiot.
You got nobody to blame but yourself.
He ruined the best deal ever.
Oh, my goodness.
So we want to know, how did you ruin a sweet deal for yourself? 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You're the only one to blame. You can't blame anybody else but yourself, like this guy.
Do we have a special line for professional athletes to call in on?
Oh, athletes do it all the time.
Right.
Man.
I mean, ruin it yourself.
There was just a running back for the Steelers, LeGarrette Blount, who decided to, I'm just going to leave early after they told me not to, and he got cut from the team. After he had been given chance
and
after chance.
Your attitude, buddy.
Yeah.
How about this guy?
Blame anybody but yourself.
Right.
We got this guy in New Jersey. 27-year-old man was involved in an argument with a cab driver.
Okay.
It happens quite a bit at the early stages of the day. 1:30 in the morning. So the cops are called out there. The argument is settled.
Okay.
Cab goes on his way. The guy's left there by himself. So he looks at the cop and he says, hey, would you mind giving me a ride to Burger King on the other side of town because I'm really hungry? Okay.
You know, the police are there to help.
Yeah, they'll give you a ride sometimes.
And, yeah, and if the police officer...
When they say protect and serve.
Yeah, the police officer didn't really have anything going on at that time. It was slow. So he said, yeah, you know what? I'll give you a ride. But here's the thing. If you're going to get into my cruiser, I have to pat you down to make sure we're safe. I don't want weapons in the car. And the guy goes, yeah, absolutely. You can pat me down. Pats the guy up and finds some marijuana and drug paraphernalia on him. So the dude ends up getting arrested.
It's just like stupid criminal behavior.
Hey, he can't blame anybody but himself.
But himself, Kelly. Yeah. What are you thinking?
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. If you can't blame anybody but yourself.
Lindsay, what'd you do?
I worked really, really hard, had a single mom all growing up, and got a full-ride academic scholarship to Brown.
Wow.
For pre-medicine, and let my longtime boyfriend at the time talk me out of going because he wouldn't go with me, and ended up going to community college instead.
Oh. Oh. Who'd ride to Brown?
I only have myself to blame on that one.
Are you guys still together?
Oh, no.
Thank you so much for calling. Your phone call is a public service message for every young woman listening right now. Your pain is their gain. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah. When did you guys end up breaking up, Lindsay?
About 3 years later.
Oh, so when it was, you would have been in your junior year, about to be finished.
What are you doing for a living now?
I own my own consulting firm.
Okay. There you go. You still manage to do well.
It's not my passion. I've always had a passion for medicine and just haven't been able to do it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lindsay. You can only blame yourself, though.
I'm so mad when girls do that.
If it's meant to be, it will work out. Go live your life.
What man does that to a woman?
Dudes, we're selfish in high school. We're boys and we're selfish and we don't want them to go because we think we're going to make their life better when it would be better if she went off.
Sure.
Oscar, I'm sure your mother was pretty upset with you. What'd you do? Oscar,
are you there, buddy?
Oscar.
All right, we have to go on. Uh-huh. We'll put him back on hold and see if he picks up.
You can only blame yourself, Oscar.
Yep, you had your moment in the sun, Oscar.
We're
going
to let you be on the radio, and you decided not to do it. Don, you have something in common with our previous caller. What'd you do?
So I had a full paid scholarship, full ride to go to any college I wanted to go to through bowling. I've been bowling since I was 2 years old. Oh. And I decided to bowl with the big boys because I was the oldest one in junior leagues, and I wanted to just coach the juniors and then bowl with the big ones. And what I didn't realize is after I joined the adult league, literally bowling my first frame, my junior league director came over and said, "You realize you just lost every bit of your scholarships."
Because you're a pro.
I can only blame myself.
Yeah.
Punch in the gut.
Oh.
Didn't anybody say, "Stop"? Yeah. Nope, they waited.
Yeah.
Why would they wait until after you bowled that first frame?
Haters.
Nobody gave you the heads up on that?
No, nobody gave me the heads up on that. But I think God had another plan because several years later, got married and have 4 beautiful kids.
There you go. You can bowl for fun.
Yeah. But scholarship.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but she wins that women's bowling league every week.
Yeah. They hate seeing her coming.
I just want to learn.
She has her own ball and everything and her own
glove jacket. Yeah.
People put their fingers on the little air ventilation thing. I don't even know what it's supposed to do.
It dries your fingers off.
Oh, that's what it does?
Yeah. No, what do you think it's for?
Don't you want a little bit of moisture so that you can make
it slips?
Give it a little.
No, you want dry.
I don't want to get stuck on my finger.
No.
Save that. All right. Matthew?
Hello?
What'd you do to your brother?
My brother and I were making short films, and he comes to me one day with this great idea that says, "Hey, Matt, what if we make a website?" This is early 2000s.
Yeah.
"What if we make a website that people send us their films,
uh-huh,
and we'll put it up for them?" And I'm thinking, and I told him, I said, "It's a stupid idea. Why would anyone send us their films and put them up themselves like we're doing?" And I totally convinced him and talked him out of this website. And then a few years later, YouTube is like the biggest site ever and is being sold for millions of dollars.
Billions of dollars, Matthew.
Billions. Right.
Matthew.
Yeah.
Matthew, you
can only blame yourself.
I can only blame myself. The only one I'm kicking myself for. Yeah.
And your brother, I'm sure, blames you as well.
Yeah, he brings it up at every holiday,
It could be Matthew-tube.
Oh, Matthew, I'm so sorry. Oh. Didn't we know that one dude that used to work with Mark Cuban? We don't know him, but a guy that worked with Mark Cuban when
we know him.
We know him.
You know him? You guys know him. I haven't met him.
Yeah, about a week before the the company went public, he quit.
This is Mark Cuban. He's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks,
and
the basketball team.
Mark said, don't quit right now. Don't do it. I'm moving on. I'm not feeling it.
Mostly stock at the time.
I mean, Mark even encouraged him, right? Because he knew that he was going to stand to potentially make at least a few million dollars.
Yeah, Mark tried to talk him out of it. And the guy's like, going with my gut on this one, Mark.
Leaving.
See ya.
Just
a week later,
everybody
was a millionaire in the company.
Everybody
times
was
10.
Multi. Yeah.
Oh. I don't think I would leave my room
for
a year.
What do you do after that? You're a week away.
I would cry, seriously.
No one to blame but himself.
Let's go with Sid. Sid, what happened?
I'm the program manager over a diversion program.
Yeah.
And I found out that this other program wanted to help us out. So I pitched a fit, stomped my feet, held my breath, went to the judge, insisted that they take over. They finally conceded and allowed them to take over. And as soon as they did, they gave me a $15,000 pay cut.
Oh.
I can only blame myself.
Acid. Yeah.
Oh, see.
It was your doing.
You won.
Hey, but at least you got what you wanted.
Moral victory.
Yeah.
Yep, I got exactly what I asked for.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then some.
Nope.
Sorry, Sid.
And then less.
And then, yeah. Oh,
sorry, Sid.
And we've all done it. We all have those instances.
Yeah, we've all done it. We've all got those stories.
Had a sweet deal.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Where's Big Al Mac, by the way?
He's practicing.
He's practicing.
Nobody
by the way,
tells him what time to come back from breaks anymore.
We're 10 minutes away from your chance to win your trip to Universal Orlando Resort. And 30 minutes away from the battle between Jenna Owens and Big Al Mac and the Voice Factor Idol. Somebody tell Al we're on the radio.
I ain't got time for that.
That's 2 days in a row he's done that.
I'm helping Caroline Craddock right now. I'm a little bit distracted.
And you're riding Caroline.
She just texted me in a panic. Quick, tell me everything you know about Dad's brown bag turkey recipe because I'm about to do a TV show segment and they're going to ask me about it.
Just tell her to put it in a brown bag.
I'm like trying to find the recipe online so I can just send her the link.
Yeah.
Because you know, it's that time of year.
Brown bag turkey?
Brown bag turkey recipe.
We'll post it.
Craddock tradition. We're going to post it along with
what?
My mama's recipe for macaroni and cheese.
Oh, you're throwing that in there
people
now.
People are already asking. Well, I do it on my own, but I mean, people are asking. I'm telling you, it's the best macaroni and cheese.
But
and
the
it's
corn
super
stuff.
And the Mexican corn casserole.
Okay, good.
Shout out.
That too.
Good stuff.
It's
along,
really good.
Along with my and frijoladas.
Have you ever posted that recipe ever?
Yeah.
And people ask you for it every year?
Oh, so many. I got like 100 in there. I haven't read them all, but
I'll tell you them. I'm not a. When I do cook something, it's good, and I don't. Yeah. But I don't cook a lot of things. But they're all my mother's recipes.
Yes.
So the brown bag turkey recipe will be up on Kid Nation. I promise we'll get it up soon before Thanksgiving.
All right.
Along with macaroni and cheese, my mama's recipe, and I'll do the Mexican corn casserole. It's delicious.
We actually already have it up at KidNation.com.
Easy, easy, easy. Oh, good. It's already up.
I think I'm the only one that's tried it in the show. I've done the brown bag turkey.
I haven't. I've never cooked a turkey.
Done it. Oh, it was delicious. It was moist. It tastes well.
I fry them now. My mom.
Oh, yeah, you do. You have a fryer.
Yeah, I have a fryer. I just fried a turkey, man.
Where were you, Al, when we started the break?
I was out practicing my song.
Okay.
It's...
You ready?
I'm losing confidence as the day goes.
I know. This is the thing. You can't get in your own head about it.
No. Or... I mean, like yesterday, I was like, okay, I knocked it out, and I'm starting to practice. I'm like, okay, I'm feeling good about it. But as the day progresses, the morning progresses, and we get closer to D time, whatever you call it, I don't know. My confidence is
you want D time?
Dwindling. My confidence is dwindling.
All right.
But, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do my best.
Why?
I'm going to do the best I can.
Why is your confidence dwindling?
I don't know.
You're staying in your wheelhouse.
Because I keep messing up when I practice.
Well, we're here.
probably why.
We're here. We're about 30 minutes away from that bad boy. But right now.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
How long should you be dating someone before inviting them to your family's house for Thanksgiving dinner?
Wow.
I'm dating this guy, but the thing is, I've only been seeing him for 3 weeks.
Oh, no. I got caught in my crawl there.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. We made our relationship official 2 days ago.
Facebook official?
And now the holidays are upon us. I know, it's weird timing. I want to ask him over for dinner on Thanksgiving, but I don't know if it's too soon. I'm also kind of waiting for him to invite me to his family's house.
Oh, girl.
What should I do? Wait it out or just invite him? Is it too soon? Rita.
It's too soon.
Three weeks.
I'll tell you, the only exception is if he truly has nowhere to go. 3 weeks, they're not engaged. They just became Facebook official, JC. But it's always a very kind thing to do for someone who has nowhere to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you are making a big statement when you say, I'm bringing my boyfriend to the family meal. It's a lot of pressure that he might not. I mean, it's one thing to say we're Facebook official. It's another thing, oh, my God, she wants to meet my family already. She wants me to meet her family. You're going to send him running packing. If he brings, just in casual conversation, if Thanksgiving comes up, oh, what are your plans and stuff? And he admits, I have nowhere to go and nothing to do.
Then
I'm okay with it. But keep it super casual.
What's the right amount of time, you think?
I don't think 3 weeks is appropriate.
I don't either. No. I don't think there is a right amount of time, but Kelly's right. I think, in a sense, I think it's like a proposal situation.
Yeah.
Like, the guy should do it. You know, the guy should be the one inviting you to meet the family first in most situations. But I ran into this last year because the guy friend that then I kind of started dating, but it was like, are we dating? And I didn't have anything to do.
Yep.
And he had his whole family here and invited me to hang out, and I didn't have anything to do, and I did it, and it was casual. So I think that's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It has to be from that place because I don't know. I mean, some people, like, I've been seeing someone off and on for 6 years, and we're not that serious.
Mm-hmm.
6 years.
So it should be a once you're telling each other I love you type thing, then it's...
Well, possibly, but I mean, kids tell each other they love each other in a minute. That word's thrown around so easy now. It doesn't mean what it used to. People used to save that love stuff.
Guys been throwing love forever.
Three weeks is too soon.
Yeah, it's way too soon.
That's all. I can't give you, like Jenna said, I can't say it has to be 6 months. I don't know what the rules of etiquette are. It's more of a gut feeling like, yes, our relationship is at that stage.
You don't even know the person's middle name after 3 weeks.
Mm-mm.
No.
You should.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Denisha writes,
shout out.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Nothing is sacred in my relationship. My husband gossips more than any woman I've ever met. I hear about things going on between us from his best friend's wife, and it shocks me that he has the audacity to tell anyone that kind of stuff. He tells me it's okay because women gossip with their girlfriends, but I don't. You know, I've never been that girl. He knows it, too. How do I get him to shut his big mouth already? I swear, if he tells his friends what we argue about or how we do the laundry one more time, ooh, I'm going to take the kids and go stay with my mama for a week or two.
Ooh, Denise.
How do you, when you've, this is the problem I have, when you express to someone what you're doing is causing me embarrassment, it's hurting me, and I'm telling you this bothers me, and yet you don't change it. Mm-hmm. How can you get someone that's disrespectful? Doesn't care about your feelings.
He cares. He's just talking to his buddies.
He doesn't.
It's his buddies who have big mouths.
He's telling what they're doing in the bedroom and talking about their fights and their most personal moments. And she's expressed to him, this hurts me. Don't do it anymore. And he dismisses her feelings. Everybody does it. No, that's a man that doesn't respect you or your feelings.
Yep.
How do you get someone to respect you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. He's got a serious problem and you need to get that. You know, I don't know necessarily dragging your kids in the middle of it and moving them to your, because then they'll know what's going on if you move out for a week. But you need to set some boundaries of what you will not tolerate. You teach people how to treat you. You've told him what you expect, and he dismisses it.
Or start, talking about some of his personal.
That's not right. That's not right. Yeah, I just don't know how to get someone. How do you teach this? It's just so disrespectful.
But what if he just needs, what if they had a big fight and he just needs somebody to talk to and it just happens to be his best friend?
Okay, confiding something in your best friend.
Right.
When people are bringing it up, hey, I heard what you did last night. Don't do that.
Well, what's happening is he tells his friend and then his friend goes and tells his wife and then the wife is telling her.
That's what you assume is happening. He could be telling everybody. He could just be blabbing to everybody. He thinks
I hear about the things going on between us from his best friend's wife. So that's how it's getting back to her. It's because he's telling his friend, and his friend's telling his wife,
Well, then what's your suggestion, JC?
Tell the wife, the best friend's wife, hey, put a sock in it.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah.
I don't know what you tell these
people. That's what I just said. I don't know what to tell them.
A gossiper is going to gossip.
And that's what you married, so you're stuck with it? I suggest going to marriage counseling, let him, and maybe some outside third party can let him see what he's doing is hurtful. I mean, but how do you get somebody to respect? I don't understand that. I don't know how to fix that.
Yeah.
When you're telling your partner in life, you are hurting me by doing this. I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway because it's funny. How do you fix that?
I don't know. It's all the person has to change on their own.
Yeah. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Oh, maybe.
I think I found the woman of my dreams after 6 months of dating.
Oh.
But There's one thing that makes me a little unsure. She's very old-fashioned and wants to wait on getting full-on physical until after marriage. I, on the other hand, believe in knowing exactly what you're getting into before you make a lifelong commitment. Cart before the horse, or horse before the cart. Which one comes first? I don't want to pressure her and make her think that I just want her for the physical stuff, but it's a very important part of a relationship for me. I love everything we got going except for that one thing. How do you talk to a woman about this without making her feel like a piece of meat from Tim?
Oh, he wants to know how I can talk her into it.
Yeah.
That's what he's asking
right.
me for. I'm not going to tell you. This is this woman's values, and you should be so respectful of that and appreciate you found one.
Yeah, or
you found one that still holds on to that as something so extremely precious. Because some people just look at it, it's just something, and it's just a thing.
And it's probably why he thinks she is
the one.
Right.
Because she's not hopping right in bed.
And people that say you need to try on the shoes before you wear them, that's your philosophy. But a lot of people are like, you know what, they're things you learn together as a couple after you've gotten married, and they manage to make it work. Somehow the parts all fit together, and they figure it out.
And if you want, you can
you know,
flip it on.
Figure it out.
Can't you flip it on him, too? If he's not respecting that she wants to wait to marriage and he's trying to get her out of that, that's a big red flag for her.
Man, I know.
That's a huge red flag.
I would. That's a precious thing that a woman's willing to still do that.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to give you any help to try to talk her into
just
giving that
little,
up.
Find your little side piece till y'all get married.
Whatever. Oh, Al.
Al, Mac!
What?
I don't even know what to say to that. Find a side piece?
I'm just saying, if it's that important to her. You know.
Well, if you do find your side piece, you can play a trip a day. 6 seconds to Universal Orlando Resort. We're looking for caller number 17 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll send you all the way to Orlando next.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
It's about that time to give away a trip. We've been doing trip a day every single day during the week. Your chance to go to Universal Orlando Resort is right now.
Right now, right now, right now.
I believe we asked for caller number 17. And we have Jennifer Davis on the phone. Hey, Jennifer.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my goodness.
You should be excited. Just a chance to win a trip, right?
I know. I wish I would have brushed up on my celebrity voices this morning.
Oh, it's okay. You'll do fine. How are you at recognizing celebrities, Jennifer? Are you pretty good?
I'm a pretty big dork. We stick to comic books and stuff.
Well, that's fine.
Well, that means you must really be excited about the chance of going to see the Harry Potter ride at Universal Orlando, right?
Oh, my goodness gracious. We haven't been down there yet, so
I sure hope you win.
The sad thing is I'll be 30 next month, so I don't know how much I should really love Harry Potter, but I do.
That's okay.
It's fine.
Happy early 30th birthday. That's a big one.
The Dirty 30. What
Thank
day?
Y'all.
What day is your birthday? My birthday is next month, too.
Oh, well, I'm on the 20th, 5 days before Christmas.
That's my son's birthday, and Al's is the day before.
I'm the 19th, so we'll have to celebrate together.
Well, happy early birthday.
December. Now that we all know each other very well,
let's
play. We want to give you a chance to win this trip. We're going to play this clip of this celebrity voice, and if you don't recognize it, that's okay. We're going to give you three clues that will give you a hint as to who it is, and then you'll have 6 seconds to guess, all right?
Okay.
Are you ready to play, Jennifer?
Easy. Oh, yes, sir.
All right. Here is your audio clip.
I'm drunk. I'm full on drunk. Happening.
All right, there's
the
voice.
That?
Okay. Clearly.
I heard it.
Got a little idea who it might be? Don't say it.
Don't say it yet, because you have three clues I'm going to give you right now, and then you can guess. Your clues are Victoria's Secret, Multiply, Ellie. Your 6 seconds start now.
Victoria's Secret. Justin Bieber, wasn't he on Victoria's Secret thingy?
He did.
Yeah, but Justin doesn't have that British accent.
Yeah. I'm sorry,
but you're
Jennifer.
Right. You know what? That was a good guess.
Yeah, she
heard the voice.
She went with Victoria's Secret. Justin did go to the Victoria's Secret fashion show a couple years back. I got in trouble with Selena Gomez because he was flirting.
Sorry, Jennifer.
I'm sorry, Jennifer, but I hope you have a wonderful birthday.
Yeah, happy early birthday.
Okay. Well, happy birthday. Thank y'all.
All right, Jennifer.
Thanks for trying.
I liked her, too. They can't all be layups, Al.
No?
They can't all be layups. Let's bring in our next contestant. Cheryl Wilcox, hello. You have a chance to win a trip to Universal Orlando Resort.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just nervous.
Oh, that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, you'll
We're
going
to talk you through it. Tell us about you, Cheryl.
Well, I am married. I have two boys, and I work at a corporate office for a restaurant.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's nice. Cool. That's my dream job.
That means you get food.
It means you get free food passes.
Yes, we And it's a good restaurant.
That's good to know. Nice, Are you not allowed to say because there's like some legal reason?
Oh, no. We're Lombardi Family Concepts. We have several restaurants in the Highland Park area.
Oh, I love Lombardi Family Restaurants.
Kelly just loves restaurants.
Well, I know your boys would love it.
Our food is awesome.
I know your boys would love it if mommy could win them a trip to Universal Orlando Resort. So, Cheryl, we're going to play you the celebrity voice again in case you didn't hear it when you were on hold. We're going to play that celebrity voice. If you don't get it from that, that's okay. We're going to give you three clues, and then you get 6 seconds to guess, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we're going to play you that voice again.
I'm drunk. I'm full on drunk. Happening.
All right. Your clues are Victoria's Secret, Multiply, Ellie. Your 6 seconds start now.
The only thing I can think of is Adam Levine.
Oh, no. Mm. No.
Mm.
No.
No.
And your time is up, Cheryl.
But is married to a Victoria's Secret model.
That is true.
Yeah.
But doesn't have the accent.
Yeah. See, this guy has an accent, Cheryl.
I'm so sorry. You know, you blank out sometimes.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah. Have a great day, Cheryl.
I didn't get it in 6 seconds.
Thanks for playing.
Ooh, this one's tough today.
Yeah.
Got that accent, though.
Who are we going to let try next time? We've never gone to three contestants.
No, this is our first three. Pam Lampley is up next. Hey, Pam.
Hey.
Have you heard what's been going on here on Trip a Day?
Yes, I have.
Okay. We're going to give you a shot to guess who the celebrity is. We'll play that audio clue again, followed by the three verbal clues and play you the 6 seconds, okay? You ready?
Okay.
All right. Listen carefully. Here's your voice clue.
I'm drunk. I'm full on drunk. Happening.
All right. Your clues are Victoria's Secret, Multiply, Ellie. Your 6 seconds start now.
Ed Sheeran.
That's right.
Yeah, it is Ed Sheeran.
Baby.
We didn't ask you anything about yourself because we didn't want to get too attached in case you missed it, too.
We were heartbroken two times already.
Pam, tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, there's not much. I'm single and I work at a bank and that's about it.
You grab one of your teller buddies because you're going to Universal Orlando Resort. The studios are in Florida. You've also got passes to Universal's Islands of Adventure and the Wet n' Wild Orlando Water Park.
Ooh.
You've got tickets to Blue Man Group. You'll stay 3 nights at the Hard Rock Hotel. And you get round-trip airfare to Orlando on Southwest Airlines.
And you work at a bank, so you have plenty of spending cash.
Yeah. You get free money, don't you, Pam?
Yeah, they give
you free. I'm so excited.
We're excited for you. And just have fun picking who gets to go with you.
Yeah, that's going to be the difficult part.
I know it is. Well, Pam won, but if you were hoping you could get through and you didn't get to, you can always have another chance to win at KidNation.com. We're giving away a bonus trip on the website. If you know today's answer, you just go to KidNation.com, enter it there, and we'll be drawing for a trip to Universal Orlando Resort from one of those guesses.
You could be like Pam. Now, there's some controversy brewing on the internets, Kelly.
This is really interesting. It's very interesting. People are so concerned about political correctness these days.
Sure. Yeah.
It really ties your hands as, you know, somebody that talks on the radio. Before you open your mouth and something comes out, you have to think, who am I going to offend today?
You have to think.
Me personally, I don't worry about it too much.
Yeah, we shouldn't do that because
I
then
offend everyone equally.
Yeah, it restricts it.
Yeah.
But I do have to, you know, some things you just know you can't say. Well, Dave and Buster's, the restaurant games place, you know, all over the country.
Sure.
A fun place, right? Well, they have a fun little Twitter account they like to keep updated.
Okay.
And so Dave and Buster tweeted on Tuesday, "I hate tacos," said no Juan ever. # Taco Tuesday, # Dave and Buster's. See, not no one, it was no Juan.
Yeah, no Juan, the name Juan.
Buying someone of Hispanic or Mexican descent.
Right.
Because everybody from Mexico loves tacos, right?
Yeah, everybody from Mexico's name Juan.
I happen to be from Mexico City, and yes, we do. We have taco stands all over the place in Mexico.
What's the deal?
Some
Juan didn't like tacos.
It got ugly fast for Dave and Buster's. Right after they sent out the tweet, they very quickly deleted it. But of course, you can't do that. People screenshot it, save it, pass it around. The damage has been done. Everybody went off on him. How racist they are.
Oh, come on.
One guy said, deleting your racist tweet and not apologizing, acknowledging it, that you made a mistake, won't make it go away, Dave and Buster's.
It's a lighthearted joke.
Another person said, Dave and Buster's did nothing wrong with that tweet. It was a joke. Calm down. This is a joke that, I'm sorry, JC has told before.
I have told it. I've done the One Direction, my band.
Jose and Jose B. I mean, you know.
But does it matter that if the person delivering the joke has to be of Hispanic heritage?
No, Kelly.
Does that make a difference?
I'm not offended at all because it's all with intent. So if your intentions are to hurt somebody and that's what you're trying to do and you're calling me a different name, then it could be racist. But a nice little word pun with the name Juan on it.
Hey, you get offensive at Jose, can you see? Everybody tells that joke.
No.
You know.
It's fine.
That was the national anthem joke, you know.
No, I don't get offended when people ask me if I was a firefighter, if my name would be Jose and my brothers would be Jose B. I don't, it's fine.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
We're the ones that give this power.
Yeah, you can make any word derogatory.
Yeah.
Depending on how you use it and how you're saying it, directing it.
I have been called much worse than no one ever. You know, that's to me, that's funny.
What's the worst? I'm kidding. Don't say it.
And it's funny because it's things I've been called. If you call me a wetback, that is offensive. That is racist.
Yeah.
Those are the things that should offend
us. I think everybody is so quick just to jump on something and attack it, especially on social media. The most harmless thing, and Dave and Buster's like immediately responded and pulled it down. You know, from a business perspective, it's like, okay, people maybe are a little too sensitive. But is it worth the headache of having to deal with all of this?
I bet you I don't know. I haven't seen Dave and Buster's Twitter account who complained. But I bet you more than half of the people that are calling them racist aren't Hispanic.
I don't know this. Yeah, we don't know.
I bet you because I remember when Paula Deen's happened with Paula Deen, half of the people calling Paula Deen racist were white people. Black people. None of my people that I know of had a real problem with what Paula Deen, you know, her
intent. They didn't like it, but it didn't bother them.
It didn't really bother them at the end of the bother us at the end of the day.
But you weren't demanding her head on a platter like white people were.
No.
Because white people have to,
I can't believe that.
Right. White people have to prove how non-racist we are by attacking the white person.
Exactly.
And the other thing going on right now is that whole mess with the Washington Redskins.
The name.
Has anybody gone to the Native American people and asked them if this is holding them back as a culture? I don't know.
There have been some groups that are Native Americans that have picketed. And then there's Native Americans who have said it's totally fine.
Pick your battles. Yeah, I mean, because it waters down when it really matters. If you're raising, you know, a stink over every little thing.
Uh-huh.
When it really matters, your message has been so watered down. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, here we go again.
Now, maybe, and this might be a fact as well, you know. Said no Juan ever. If your name is Juan and you have actually said you don't like tacos, I would like to hear it from you.
Yeah. You're some Juan. Yeah.
If your name is Juan and you don't like tacos.
If your name is really Juan and you don't like tacos, then that could offend you.
So here's the thing. Maybe it wasn't a racist tweet. It was a misinformed tweet. It was a lie.
Inaccurate.
So inaccurate.
To Dave and Buster's, am I upset being a Mexican American? No. I'm going to actually give you one of these right here.
And we laughed all night. Best joke ever.
And I want to take us out with Alice because she has a joke.
Okay. Hi, good morning. What do you call two Mexicans playing basketball?
Can I answer that, Alice?
No, let her do it.
But she's white. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Alice.
Juan on Juan.
And we laughed all night.
See, now am I allowed to laugh?
Yes, because it's
Alice,
funny.
Are you of Hispanic heritage and descent?
I am, and I'm very proud of it.
Okay, so you're the only one that can tell that joke.
And me.
Yeah.
Oh, you missed it.
All right, thank you, Alice, for that joke. I liked it.
Thanks.
So give Dave and Buster's a break is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I would absolutely give him a break.
I'm going to go by David and Buster's today and play a little
David. Song.
David and Buster's.
Hey, how do you say Dave and Buster's in Spanish, JC?
Yeah.
David and Buster's.
David
and Buster's.
I'm glad I can laugh now.
David and Buster's.
Yeah, you can laugh.
All right, Al.
I'm glad I can laugh now, but I won't be laughing at
Will you be laughing next break?
I need to practice.
It's time for the championship round of The Voice Factor Idol.
Oh.
Jenna and Big, I have to sing about hooking up with a coworker. You guys nervous?
Inner office relationship.
I am a little bit. I just need to put it. I mean, there's nothing I can do about it.
Do you want
to
do a little trash talking?
Gonna
want to get her off her game, Al?
Good luck, Al.
Good luck, Jenna.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
I want to see something scrappy. Give her the, scrappy.
This is a championship. Give her the business, Al.
I'm going to maybe beat you, but you might beat me, too.
Oh, great.
Oh, you guys are horrible.
All right. I just don't want to get like jinx myself by talking trash.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, we have a Juan on the phone.
Oh.
The Juan and only Juan. Juan, do you hate tacos?
No, man. Like, what? I love tacos. Tacos are the best.
There you go.
Dude, but the funny thing is always everybody wants to be creative. They always say, like, Juanderful. They call me Juanderful.
Yeah.
I've had people call me the Magic Juan.
Yeah. You
know, I don't know what that's all about.
I do.
Yeah, like the one.
Yeah, dude. I've been, but hey, I'm all about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So from one Juan to Dave and Buster's, are you offended?
I'm actually not offended. I'm actually really proud that they would, just kind of include us Hispanics in the conversation. That's kind of cool. You know,
that twist.
And
like you said, it was a lot about intent.
Yes.
Having a positive intent.
I think to make up for it, on next Tuesday, all Juans should get free tacos at Dave & Buster's.
Oh, my gosh. That would be awesome.
Seriously. No, that's how to make this right.
But you only get a singular, so you only get Juan Taco.
Hey, I'm cool with that.
All right, Juan. Awesome. Thanks, buddy.
See you, Juan.
Thanks, man. Great talking to you guys. Bye.
And also, shout out.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, it all comes down to this. Welcome to the season finale of The Voice Factor Idol.
Now, is this the season or series finale?
Season, Kelly, as of now.
Okay.
We haven't been renewed by Fox yet.
Still waiting to find out our fate.
It's going to get renewed.
I'm a little short of breath, and I realize that it's important to have good breathing techniques.
Yeah, and I don't have those.
And I don't know.
I don't know how to breathe.
I'm not done with my intro yet.
Oh, sorry.
Meet our two finalists. After weeks of singing out loud, we have come to the conclusion, the championship round, with Big Al Mac, who got to this point by singing this song.
Need some clothes, so my breath won't be stinking. Can't get no love if my breath is reeking.
Reeking?
Versus.
Cause a little time.
The underdog,
all I'm seeking.
The one who everybody thought could not sing, Jenna Owens, who got here by singing this.
Cause I got a pee butt. I've been locked out the bathroom for too long. For too long. Yeah, I got a pee butt.
Two strong performances, but there can only be one winner in The Voice Factor Idol. And we're going to get to it now.
I'm
How you guys feeling?
I'm way more stressed out than I was last time.
I am too. Yeah? I am too. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Well, Jenna should be stressed out because she's taking a risk.
I'm like really trying to bring it to you guys, so I might fail, but I'm at least gonna try and.
Oh, come on!
I'm trying to impress you.
Come on, get that adrenaline pumping.
Are you guys ready to perform?
Go for it. Yeah.
Give me some trash talk. Come on.
I'm JC Seacrest, and this is Voice Factor Idol. We went backstage, threw a coin up in the air. Big Al Mac, you will be going first.
All right.
Are you ready to perform?
Hold on.
Oh, man, I know. I hate that it's delayed. I went first last time. Like, all right, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, going second sucks.
You want to forfeit your
chance? It's all right.
No, there's no forfeiting.
You can go. I don't care.
There's a reason why people go first and second.
Uh-oh. She must be better.
That's usually what it means?
No one. Well, that's funny.
Okay.
Yeah, because that means I went first. I said, no one's heard me do this. So
nobody's heard her.
They're just assuming on.
We're assuming.
They're speculating.
That's why there's pressure.
That Jenna will be better than you, Al. Aren't you going to make you mad?
That makes me mad.
See,
y'all.
Use that, Al.
I'm supposed to be the guy that goes last.
Get pumped up.
I'm the zinger king.
That's right. You beat me.
I've been here for 20 years, girl. You better recognize.
Right.
You better red.
I didn't choose. Don't worry. I might bomb. Come on.
And I need Jenna to win because she beat me.
I'm singing country.
So technically,
JC, technically we all beat you.
Technically.
Okay.
Hold on. If Jenna wins, I'm in second. Even though Kelly beat me last week.
So the black guy singing country and the white preppy girls rapping.
Right. What song are you parodying?
All right. The parody, the song that I'm, this style is from a song by Dierks Bentley, and it's called Getting Drunk on a Plane.
We had this date marked on the calendar forever. We so, take that new wet limo airport ride together.
Oh, it's,
I feel like okay. a plastic groom alone there
but
at the
heard
top
this one.
Of the cake.
I knew that.
So, I love it.
I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Fine tricks for everybody but the pilot.
Alex, the monotone song.
Yes, I don't have a very good range. Either.
Not rangy.
No. He's good at these. Okay.
Safe choice. All right.
So the topic was hooking up with a coworker.
Yes.
Hooking up with a coworker.
Title of this song is Hooking Up on the Job.
Here's Big Al Mac.
Been working here every day for almost ever. Been checking out the secretary named Heather. And all the tail up in sales got me thinking about hooking up on the job. They think I work so hard since I am always early. But actually been hooking up with part-time Shirley. And the receptionist has got eyes that make me want to start hooking up on the job. Mary Jane and bookkeeping got me thinking about creeping Samantha at our front desk. Man, she's got some perky breasts. Then there's Shelly, met her at the deli. She's got the tightest little belly. Shailene in advertising got more than my temperature rising. Middle Eastern chick in tech support is suing me for child support. It's not my fault. Can't understand when she talks. Whew. I messed up big time right there. All right, here we go.
Oh, you're still going?
Yeah.
Oh, you're okay.
Boss hired this new hottie just last week. Something about her makes me think she's a freak. Might be the way she runs her tongue across her lips and her teeth. I'm hooking up on the job. Started out with simple lunch, turned into a sack lunch. Caused more than a few divorces. Betty called from human resources. Went to talk about this mess. Had to get it off my chest. Said I need to more or less change my ways or hit the steps. Told her that I liked her red dress. Before we knew it, we were on her desk. My daddy said, don't poop where you eat. But office love is so sweet.
Wait, so you're pooping on your coworkers?
No.
Okay, I'm trying to understand.
No.
And that song earth the biggest headache.
And you pulled a Kanye. I don't know if anybody was keeping track of the rhyming, but Big Al Mac did rhyme lunch with lunch.
That's all right.
Whatever.
It went from an office lunch to a sack lunch. I got that.
That was pretty good, Al.
Oh, I got a headache.
That's pretty good.
In the middle of that song, when I messed up, a headache hit me like.
Yeah.
You recovered, though, Al.
I need an aspirin.
Like a professional.
I left a whole line out of the song.
It's okay. Oh, was that the best line of the song, though?
No.
Then you're fine.
It made sense. Okay. Well, that's my song.
All right.
Okay. All right, Jenna.
Well, that's my song.
Yeah. Right. Strong finish.
You guys, I'm gonna do my best.
Okay.
It's going to be intense.
What Come song on, are you going to parody?
So I am doing some Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
And
oh,
wow. I am taking the song You Know... as Ooh. Anaconda.
My anaconda dope. My anaconda dope. Want none unless you got buns, hun.
Oh my God.
Okay.
It's a tough song, Jenna.
So the title of my song is Booty Call League.
Booty Call League.
Like he's a colleague. It's a
colleague.
Co-worker.
You get it?
It's a booty
yep.
call.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Colleague. Not a colleague. A colleague.
Yeah, booty. Well, yeah, just to play off the words.
Somebody you work with.
Well, it's just the title instead of Anaconda. Okay.
You're performing her song.
You guys.
Booty Colleague is Jenna Page Owens.
Okay.
You can do it, John.
My booty colleague don't want none unless you got buns. boy toy named Al is my morning show pal. Already has a gal, but he's still on the prowl. It's against the office law, but you know we're just lazy. I got dumped and you could blame that for me acting crazy. Now it's real, real, real. Can't go back now, he just copped a feel. JC would have been the better deal. Or Kelly, cause she makes $5 million.
Yeah, I do.
By the way, one day, fixed my flat, I was staring at his crack. It needs a wax, started rubbing on my back, then he took me to the mat. I said, this is whack, he said, relax. I'm Daddy Mac, ended up in the sack. I was like, that's it, so I went to take a pic. I got a Snapchat, this like, ha, 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 ha. Don't, my booty collie, don't. My booty collie don't want none unless you got buns, hun. Oh, my God. I just hooked up with Big Al. Oh, my God. What are we gonna do now? Big Al, I think I'm pregnant with your child.
Oh,
that's okay. We'll just add it to his pile.
Good job. Good job.
Nailed it.
Good job.
Yay!
Nailed it.
Good job.
Sorry, that was a lot harder than I thought it was going
to be. No, you nailed it.
It was
good.
Fast.
Oh, Al.
Oh, Al.
I concede.
You feel
I
it?
Concede.
You feel it?
Oh, Al.
That's the way after I felt after I sang with you.
I tried to bring it.
800-KID-LIVE is our phone number if you want to let us know what you think.
Oh, Lord have mercy. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Oh, man, that was great, Jetta.
Yeah, you did
Thank
good.
You. That you was good. Once, you kick, you I'm like, butt. Sometimes it's like when you try and do rap, you're like, damn, they're talented.
Yeah, right.
No, that was awesome. That was awesome. I had my headache.
Woo! So we want you to go to KidNation.com and vote on which one you thought was best. They were both strong, but there can only be one winner.
You know, second place ain't that bad.
It's not, Al.
No, it's not.
No.
It's not. That was.
I'm not dead ass last.
Yeah, it's always that.
We already have 500 unofficial votes on Kid TV, and just they're unofficial. You know, we can't count them yet. But they're up there.
Am I allowed to vote?
If you want to vote, if you want to be a judge. You can be a judge.
No, she can vote.
Let's go to Kelly.
Sorry, Al.
She nailed it.
Wait, was that much better? I thought Al did a good job. It's hard for me to judge myself. I'm like,
Al did it. He did a great job. But
I think it would have helped if you like went with real people, too. You know?
That's why I just had to go. I'm sorry, Al. I had to go etch with it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And you guys like the story. He fixed my flat tire.
Yeah.
He did.
You saw his crack?
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you ended up in the sack. We'll take a couple calls real quick before we go to break. Julio, who'd you think did better? Julio?
Coolio.
Julio.
Or Julio.
Well, right, Julio Nanny, doesn't Laura, want to say. Nanny Laura and Emma Kelly are listening, and they said, Jenna!
All right,
lots
Jason.
Of exclamation points.
Jason, who'd you think did better?
It's okay.
Okay, we're having
right, my
phone
phone's
issues.
Broken.
Phone it's you.
Jason, are you there?
Yes.
All right, who'd you think did better?
Jenna.
Oh, thank you, Jason.
And Julio before had put Big Al. And what were you saying, Jason?
Jenna, hands down, that was sick. No lie, that was sick.
No
lie. Goosebumps, girl.
Who you think came in second right there?
Who came in second? Don't get me wrong, Big Al, man. Big Al did good, but... Man, Jenna brought it today.
She did. She brought it.
I tried. I wanted. I don't know.
She
I tried.
It.
I really did. I didn't work in.
For all you thinking he's just trying to hit on Jenna, let's go to a lady. Victoria, who do you think did better?
Jenna.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
I don't think there's any reason to keep this going.
Hey, it's okay.
The queen of selfies just texted me, Jenna wins.
Go to KidNation.com. Cast your vote. We want to find out. Al, you still have a chance, man.
I know, Al.
You're strong, buddy.
See, my votes don't count on my phone, Al. They have to actually go to the website, so that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll get a winner.
Well, I see five Jennas on the phone board.
That's okay.
You know,
sometimes
it's all right. You know what? You can't win them all.
Feels good, doesn't it, Jenna?
Well, I'm telling you, I can't be objective with myself. I know that I just tried. I tried to do something different.
Man, what would happen if I tried
to do that song?
That could be great,
right?
I never tried that before.
Trying.
Trying
is pretty cool.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Are there moments during the day where you hate your significant other?
Strong word.
Because Big Al Mac found that out with his girl.
No, I would.
You don't hate her.
That's a strong word.
That's a very strong word. No, she. We went to this party Saturday night, and she came out of the ladies' room, and she goes, "Oh, I just dropped my phone in the toilet." And I'm like, oh, it's a shame. And I started thinking about it. I'm like,
You've been through a lot of phones in 2 years, and some of them have been mine.
Oh.
Because I, like, you know, when you change phones or whatever, and you have an extra phone. So I had given her, so out of the, this, she's on her sixth. And two of them had been mine. Like, she lost
she keeps
one.
Breaking them or
one
losing
cracked
them?
And blah blah. Dropped one in the toilet, just whatever.
And the thing is, you're dating a doctor.
Yeah.
And you expect doctors to be super responsible.
Smart
with stuff.
Girl. Smart
yeah.
Girl,
doctor girlfriend.
Smart girl, but stuff does happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, it got me to thinking. I'm like, man, I love her, but I just hate the fact that she's gone through six cell phones in 2 years.
Yeah. There's always that one thing that bugs you about
sure,
somebody.
Sure, sure.
Like my wife.
Uh-huh.
I love my wife, Kinsey. I love her.
Mm-hmm, you do.
But I cannot stand the way she drinks water.
The way she drinks water?
She is a gulper.
Yeah, you've talked about this before.
She'll like wake me up middle of the night because she's drinking water and it's... It drives me insane.
Sound effects when people are eating or drinking is one of my biggest pet peeves.
Yeah.
It's just the sound
biggest.
Effect. It's sound effects theater.
Biggest.
And I swear she's teaching my kids to do it because they do it now.
Yeah.
Because she knows it bugs me. So
right.
My son does it and my daughter's doing it. They're about swallow nice and just boom, let it go down.
Swallowing should be silent.
Swallow yeah. silently.
The silent swallower should be your name.
Gulping
over there all over the place.
It's like a comedy.
So we want you to call us and tell us, I love him or her, but I hate. Yeah, yeah. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I have one here from Twitter from all CG right. King13. I love my wife, but she can't make tortillas. And she's Mexican. All right, let's go to the phone lines
right,
real quick.
Let's do it.
Trenton, you love her, but what?
I love her, but I hate when she gets mad when I just want to sit down and play Xbox.
Come on, Trenton.
Yeah.
How often does this happen?
Every day.
Every day.
All right.
I think we have her on the other line. And she's saying,
probably say, I love you, but.
I love you, but.
Yeah.
I hate when you sit down to play Xbox.
Yeah, exactly.
Samantha, what's your husband do?
I love him, but he thinks it's funny to give me Dutch ovens.
Oh, it's not funny.
No.
No, it's not.
Not
and
allowed.
There is something seriously wrong with his insides. It is
like something's nuts. Dead in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would start sleeping in a separate bedroom. I would.
That's a dude thing, dude.
Grounds for divorce.
Girls don't
so
do
gross.
That.
Yeah, that's grounds for divorce.
If a girl does that.
No.
No.
Ugh.
Victoria?
I love him, but his driving scares me. He'll pretend he is on the Indianapolis 500, and I will be grabbing the panic handle and praying that I make it to my destination alive.
Mm. The panic handle.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called in the car?
Yeah, right
that's
here.
That's what I named it.
You're holding up high.
I've never heard it called the panic handle, but I like it.
I'm trying to keep it cool, but I'm really scared right now.
In case we flip.
Yeah. You're pressing your foot on the imaginary brake on the passenger side.
I almost broke kid's handle in his car because he used to drive so crazy.
It's like, well, you're weaving around. Ugh.
Kid Craddock would call me and say, hey, I'll pick you up for the game. I was like, nah, man, I'll just meet you there.
Yeah, I'll walk.
Yeah.
From 30 miles
I'm
away.
I'm good. Let's go with Jessica.
I love my husband, but his humor is so crude and socially awkward that I just want to face him in sometimes.
Oh, wow.
You have the husband you can't bring to the holiday parties, right?
No, he's the life of the party.
Oh, my God. It's bad, y'all. It's bad.
Are you dreading the holiday season? Because you know you got to drag him to some of these parties?
Let me just tell you, it's even worse than the comedy thing. Whenever he goes to explain something, he's so crude. I remember one time he got into it with someone and used the example that their mom was going to get cancer. And
yeah.
I mean, their only response back was, gee, dude, I hope my mom doesn't get cancer, but thanks.
Yeah, that kind of jokester.
My.
He should go do stand-up.
Disease.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Life of the party.
But you still love him. You know?
Everybody loves the life of the party. You just don't want to be married to the life of the
exactly.
party, right?
Yeah. Dan, you love him, but. Or you love her, but. Danny.
All right. I don't know if I love her, but I like her a lot. I like her a lot. We've been together about 3 months.
All right.
But. She eats so many pumpkin seeds on a daily basis that every time I go to kiss her, all I can smell and taste is pumpkin seeds.
What a random thing to eat every day.
They're supposed to be good for the libido.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know how to get around it.
Pumpkin seeds are supposed to be good for the drive, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, she's eating them. Is it good for her drive or his drive?
I've heard it for guys,
it's not
but maybe
good for mine.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.